Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject. You can be silent. You can say that it doesn't affect me, and so therefore it's okay. And there are multitudes of citizens today that do not recognize and realize the very precarious position that we're in as a nation with our Bill of Rights under attack. And since Joe Biden started his candidacy for president, and since he's been in office, I've counted approximately 8 times that publicly he's declared that the Bill of Rights are not absolute. That there's his words, that there's nothing that says that the Bill of Rights cannot be modified, changed, or absolutely canceled. And that's the approach they're taking today. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, about our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, and our Second Amendment right. The first two amendments in our amendments we find in what is called our Bill of Rights. We need to recognize that we're losing those rapidly, and it's being done through the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democratic Party, led by cognitively depleted Joe Biden today. And they're on the fast track now in Washington with a gun bill, a gun confiscation bill, to say the very least. Let me go back and pick up where we were just a moment ago. This new bill, by the way, they're talking about bringing out is the amalgamation of about 6 different gun bills that they've had in the works now for years. They keep bringing different ones up. And every time there's a shooting, they declare we've got to control the guns. They declare that somehow, some way, if we block weapons, if we prevent them, if we make them illegal, that somehow, some way to stop the shootings. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had automatic weapons now for several decades. We've had the AR-15 for several decades. We've had automatic handguns and rifles, et cetera, for years and years and years. And yet we're finding now an escalation of shootings. So we've got to ask an underlying question. What's the difference now and 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago? What's the difference now and then? And I'll tell you and give you a little brief insight of where we're going. Because today, because of just about all of the states having legalized marijuana and other drugs, the state of Oregon legalizing all drugs, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, fentanyl, marijuana, et cetera, all illegal. And as a result of that, crimes are up and overdose up over 700%. 700, not 70, not 7, over 700% increase because of making all drugs legal. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, everyone that I've investigated, I've studied, I've researched behind, every one of the shootings that we've had, some of those that have pulled the trigger were on some type mind-altering drugs, psychotropic drugs that cause them to be angry or hostile and or that would be out of their mind and go out and try to shoot somebody. And all of those cases that were in, without fathers in the home. In each of the cases, there was no moral, ethical, value system in the home. In each of the cases of the shooter, they had no spiritual background, no church relationship, no relationship to Jesus Christ through a volitional choice to be saved, to be blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again. I could go on and on and on with the underlying problem, and yet we're trying to blame it on the gun. And yet in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, says it's a wicked heart, deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to handle the problem at the reverse spectrum of how it should be handled. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. What is your opinion? What are your thoughts? Should we have gun control? Do you believe that we need to take guns off the streets? Do you believe that we need to outlaw weapons? Do you believe that the weapons that's in the hands of American citizens today needs to be confiscated? Would that make America safe? Ladies and gentlemen, in Nigeria, it's being swept under the rug. Nothing's being said by this administration or by the media whatsoever. But just over the Easter holidays, one church had one go in, Islamics go in, and with weapons, handguns, rifles, and machetes, and murdered 50 people, 50 Christians, and there was not one squeak on national, international news, on the local television, on the national television, or from the Biden administration. Yet they claim they're concerned about Protecting Our Kids Act, as it is called. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's on an international level, and it's because of the wicked, evil heart that's doing it, and not because of the weapons. Continuing this article, the bill would require the so-called safe storage of firearms, which seems unenforceable at the very best. The ban also calls for the large-capacity magazines to be outlawed, which actually is the standard equipment for the modern semi-automatic rifle and semi-automatic pistol. Let me pause there. Ladies and gentlemen, multitudes of rifles and pistols today are manufactured with high capacity. What is high capacity? 10 or more rounds in the clip. And if you take a weapon that is designed, manufactured to hold a clip that holds 10 rounds of ammunition, and you say you've got to outlaw, then that the clip is outlawed, it makes the gun worthless. It's tantamount to confiscating that weapon is what will be done. And ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track to seeing that happen. And I say to you, we need to wake up, speak up, and understand we need to do something about it. This article further states, it's about a three-page article. I just summarize it with this. This article states, the writer, there's much in this bill that smacks of registration scheme, he continued. There's only two reasons to register a gun, to tax them and to ultimately take them by confiscation or by passing more legislation at a future date, which will outlaw what people can legally own today, whether it be a weapon or something else. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just give you a little insight, whether you recognize it, know it, I've talked about it, or if we've talked about it before. Once legislation is passed, then it goes to a committee or a group within the House and the Senate, those unelected bureaucrats, to sit down and to develop what's called enabling legislation. That is how those different rules, regulations, and the law that's being written, how it's to be enforced, how it's to be interpreted, and therefore how it's to be enforced. Therein lies the problem. Once a law is passed, you can go back and tweak it with its regulations as to how to enforce it and what it means based on the understanding of different people and have differing enforcements with it. Ladies and gentlemen, the end result, if this bill passes or anything that's comparable to it passes, it will mean the end of the Second Amendment in America. Justin Trudeau, just over our northern border, is now in the process of, in some fashion, some way, trying to confiscate all weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the conversation being talked about there on a heavy basis. I'm looking at an article. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau introduced legislation to freeze all handgun purchases and to buy back of the military-style semi-automatic firearms Monday. According to the press release, the legislation would prohibit future sales and importation of all handguns, requires all long guns and magazines to be altered to hold no more than 5 rounds. It bans the sales and the transfer of high-capacity magazines and establishes a buyback program for all banned military-style semi-automatic firearms, including the AR-15. Today, we're proposing some of the strongest measures, he said, in Canadian history to keep guns out of the communities and to build a safer future for everyone, Trudeau said in a press release. What this proposal is government confiscation of private property, this writer says. Quote, the legislation we introduced today is part of our comprehensive strategy to promote a safe and responsible gun laws, invest in law enforcement to stop organized crime and illegal gun smuggling at the border, and to invest in communities to address root causes and prevent gun crime from occurring in the first place, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, you ban all the weapons you want to. You can pass legislation that makes it illegal to hold a weapon, and you'll find thugs with guns all across America and around the world. You'll not find in any of the foreign nations, for example, Nigeria and others, where you have Islamic renegades running, you'll not find any place where they go in and say, Mr. Government, may I have a gun? May I shoot somebody? They simply do that. That's taking place in America, and it's because the wicked, evil heart, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the gun that does the crime. It's the finger of the wicked heart that's pulling that trigger, that's making the decision. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people have the right to keep and bear arms. The right of self-defense. It is called our natural right. And ladies and gentlemen, a natural right means a God-given right, and therefore it's codified in the Constitution. It's codified in our scripture, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court, and to be carried out by the citizens. And again, I remind you, in your leisure, pick up your Bible and go to the little book of Esther, Esther chapters 8, 9, and 10. They start with chapter 7, be wise, 7, 8, and 9 in particular. And you'll find, especially in chapter 8, verse 8 through 14, where the right was given to the citizens to keep and bear arms. And ladies and gentlemen, you find that not just in the Old Testament there in the book of Esther, but it's found also in numerous places in the scripture. Otherwise, we find that it is absolutely one of the things that God gives us, the authorization. For example, I'm reading my from my book, page 24, in Luke chapter 22, verse 38, says, and they said, Lord, behold, there are two swords. And he said unto them, it's enough. Notice he goes back then in verse 36. Then he said unto them, but now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell one of his garments and buy a sword. Ladies and gentlemen, what would that be used for? It's self-defense. Jesus wasn't saying go out and get yourself a sword and go out and murder somebody, but it's for self-defense. It is not, again, I say, it is not the weapon. It is the hand that holds that weapon that makes the difference in what is done, what is said. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing an all-out political effort to cancel our Bill of Rights, especially our freedom of speech, especially our right to keep and bear arms, our Second Amendment. But ladies and gentlemen, the so-called numbers, mass murders, as they're calling it now, are being called that. It's being hyped by the Marxist media, only to fan the flames of what I call gun control that they're attempting to carry out. In fact, Whoopi Goldberg just opened her face and made a statement that gives you a good indication of what the left is like. Whoopi Goldberg mocks the gun owners, calls for an AR-15 ban. Tuesday, on The View, that garbage show that's called The View, Whoopi Goldberg told gun owners of America that they can keep their yeehaw guns, but it's time to give up the AR-15s in light of the deadly mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article, the headlines, government confiscation. Look who plans to completely place a freeze on handgun ownership. And goes on to talk about Canadian Justin Trudeau and what he's attempting to do. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, that's wanting to mimic and follow what Trudeau's doing in Canada. And if he can be successful with it, I believe Biden is saying that we can too. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, AOC, and the others, bleeding heart liberals, are saying that we've got to take away the right of gun ownership for the common citizen. Ladies and gentlemen, when we do that, we are, as a citizen, as a people, we are what I call sitting ducks, waiting to be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, I just watched a video clip last week of a person from Australia, and he said just 2 years ago, we surrendered our weapons based on the law requiring it, and he said, now today, look at us, we're in lockdown and can do nothing about it. We have no freedom. We cannot retaliate. We cannot respond. We cannot stand and defend ourselves. Here's Kamala Harris, laughing Harris, calls for an assault weapons ban in the wake of Uvalde Buffalo mass shootings. Ladies and gentlemen, I want somebody to tell me, what is an assault weapon? You can take a butcher knife, and that's an assault weapon. You can take a baseball bat, and that can be used as assault weapon. Cain and Abel, Cain killed Abel, and ladies and gentlemen, he used a rock. Are we going to outlaw rocks? Do we now say, as in, I believe it is in the UK, where knives are banned because knives and swords are what's used mainly by the Islamics in coming into the Western world to destroy and to confiscate and to control our nation? This article says Vice President Kamala Harris called for a ban on assault weapons on Saturday after she spoke at a funeral of a woman who was killed in Buffalo, New York, grocery store mass shooting earlier this month. She called the firearm a weapon of war that has no place in civil society. Quote, we know what this, we know what works on this. Let's have an assault weapons ban, end quote. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing quite well. It's time or past time to recognize what is the number one goal as a citizen and as a free people that we should be focusing on before anything else, before any election. And it's very simple. Law, order, justice. If we take back from the smallest police force to the largest, justice, where we start prosecuting criminals and putting them where they belong, and make it an open spectacle where the citizens start to see that we're winning, that, you know, looting, rioting is unacceptable at any level. When today a car can pull up to Dillard's or any of the local big chain stores and run in and grab items off of the counter with no fear of prosecution, run back outside, load up their vehicles, and drive away, is that the America you want to live in?
And yet, Dan, you're exactly right. You're on target, because what we're doing, what we're not doing, we're not prosecuting crime. What we're not doing is having a bail where a person has to post bail to be able to be released. And we find each of these, in fact, they were just over the weekend, I believe three were killed and 11 to 15, whatever it was, were shot in Philadelphia, right on the streets. They call it South Street, I think is what they call it there. It's the playground area at night for those in that city. There were several being crossfire where two or three were shooting at each other and people got caught up in the crossfire. And you go back and examine that, and I'll assure you that you'll find that the thugs that were shooting the guns did not have legal weapons. And so if we outlaw legal weapons, we're going to put into the hands of the thugs that's out there murdering. We'll put the weapons in their hands, and we, the people, be defenseless to come against them and or against the government when the government decides it wants to crush in on and become a tyrannical, total dictatorial society. And that's what's happened in nation after nation after nation. But you're right on target, because we have those now in Philadelphia, we have those in New Jersey, New York, and other states across America where they've come up with no bail laws. And as you said, they can zip into stores and steal up to $1,000 and not be prosecuted. You can have those that if they've committed murder, they are simply given a ticket, so to speak, told to appear in court and then never do that. We simply are not enforcing the laws on the books, just as you said.
Well, realize that you can walk into a crowd of people with a handgun concealed, licensed or unlicensed. The confrontation takes place. If they pull their handgun, they're going to shoot whomever they're in, you know, conference with. But the reality is they'll go back to their car and grab the long rifle or grab a multiple, you know, capacity type weapon. They've got their weapons, and they'll use them on whomever they feel justified by. It's the fact that after they do this, it's a mockery to the honest citizens that they go to a court system that is designed to fail, designed to promote their mindset of, well, nothing's going to happen to me. I remember when, if you broke the law and it was found guilty, you suffered the consequences.
That's right.
We need to demand from our police force and support them afterwards that they hold the criminals accountable and the courts. The worst
Absolutely.
Part about it is the liberal courts.
Yes. Dan, one of the things, and you're touching on that, is we've had the mantra from the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic left to defund the police. And now, because of police retiring, because of police not individuals not making application to be on the law enforcement, in the law enforcement team on the police department, we're finding we're under-policed, if you will. And yet we find in state after state after state, California, Oregon, Washington State, Colorado, et cetera, where there seems to be the mindset that we can simply diss the police, defund the police, and yet say that we need to have some way to control the thugs in the street with weapons, and they want to take the weapons away from law-abiding citizens to accomplish that. That is absolutely antithetical to anything called sanity or truth whatsoever. But, Dan, all we can do from the standpoint of recognizing the problem, I'm looking at one article that says it's a heart problem, not a gun or mental health problem. Another one says it's not a gun crisis, it's a spiritual crisis. And the bottom line, regardless of what we say, what we do, how we analyze it, how we scrutinize it, it boils down to a heart problem. It boils down to a spiritual problem. Uvalde, Texas, the 18-year-old, had two weapons. Had those been handguns, it would have been no difference. He could have walked right into the school. The school door was open, walked right in and was shooting. And the police officer that was in charge of that particular scenario didn't even have his two-way radio on him, so he did not hear the 911 calls as far as the calls that was coming from inside the school. So he said, stand by. So for 90 minutes, they waited until 21 people were killed before anybody ever went in to resolve the issue and to neutralize the killer. And picture if we had the situation where nobody had the authorization and the privilege of defending themselves. Picture if in that school setting the teachers had been armed. Picture if there'd been an armed security guard on the premises. Think about it, of what's happening with what is called the no-gun safe zones, what is taking place with that, churches, schools, et cetera, supposed to be the no-gun safe zones. That's an open invitation for thugs to come in with a weapon and kill.
Let's look at it this way. In nature, we've been taught that only the strong survive. And over the eons of time, it became true. The stronger of the animal species survived over the weaker. Now let's take our guns away, where they say only the armed will be able to be protected. Well, if they take our guns, we're no longer armed, and therefore the criminals are armed, and they will walk over society in a heartbeat.
Absolutely. Dan, all we can do is keep praying and looking up, and be sure that as we vote this voting season, they will put people with integrity in places of position and leadership that's going to honor God, honor God's word, and protect we the people. Dan, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood.
Hope you're doing well.
Doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking. I'd like to add a historical context to two of your talking points. Lord, Lord, we have two swords here. I'm going to assume this, but during that day, that sword would most likely be the gladius. The gladius in the hands of the Roman legion brought forth the Roman Empire, probably one of the most efficient swords ever made. George Washington, during his time as a general in the Revolutionary War there, actively recruited frontiersmen, who typically had superior, what they called Kentucky rifled long guns and Pennsylvania long guns, compared to the Continental Army and the British Army, which typically had smoothbore weapons. So during the time that the Second Amendment was written, there were many individuals that had weapons on them, on their person, that owned them, that were actually superior to the Continental Armies.
Exactly right.
I had to point it out.
Exactly right. And one of the things that we fail to recognize, Jim, is, and that the, my point is, and the thesis in my book, The Doctrine of Self-Defense, is that it is originated from the Word of God, in the Word of God. It is confirmed then by the U.S. Supreme Courts, and it is to be carried out by we the people, and it is not to be infringed upon. And Joe Biden doesn't seem to understand that our Bill of Rights are not something that's willy-nilly and you can just squeeze it any way you want to and put it in whatever form and shape you want it, and everything's be all right. We need to recognize, and as citizens, we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and say we're not going to allow our weapons to be confiscated. First of all, we're not going to allow the Bill of Rights with our right to keep and bear arms, our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, because if we fail to recognize that our founding fathers gave us that Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment, the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. Jim, thank you so much for your call and your input. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you. Yeah, they have, it's difficult of which the mass shooting is.
I think we lost Lily.
Here in America and
hello?
At the rate of what is happening. And then immediately following the mass shooting, before even the grieving families and so on, they cry for gun control. Something has got to be done. Something. It's difficult for us not to connect, to see some connection or feel that there is some correlation between the mass shooting. It never used to happen. It is common. It has just like a phenomenon in the land at this time. And the determination. Australia seem to be crying out, we have given up our guns and now we are in trouble. We are under lockdown and there's nothing we can do. And we know that this has been the pattern of those who seek to get control and to take away the citizens' freedom. That has been one of the patterns to go after taking away law-abiding, the guns in law-abiding, disarming them. So to getting ready for the resistance. So there's nothing else we can do than know, understand that there is a plan, an agenda, and it is at work. God help us. Thank you very much, Dr. Young.
Thank you, Lily. You're exactly right. Thank you for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, one final footnote. Looking at the headlines, mass shootings in Philadelphia leave 3 dead and 11 wounded. Fast-acting cop engages shooter to prevent more deaths. Ladies and gentlemen, Philadelphia has one of the strongest gun control laws in the nation, and yet that is taking place. If they were to have the strongest gun control laws across America, it would not stop the wicked heart from pulling the trigger and shooting those at liberty, and it will as they feel they want to. It's the wicked heart, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it goes back to the headline that I read a moment ago. It's a heart problem, not a gun or a mental health problem. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to keep praying, looking up, and asking God to intervene and give us strength and understanding and wisdom to stand for truth and to speak truth and to be willing to defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been our delight to have you on the air with us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Let's face the issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University. 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.